Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chisate with the evening news. The headlines. Naglan opens Northeast first women-centric BPO. Union Minister Ramnath Thakur visits Longlen, reviews development works in district. President Draupadi Murmu reviews International Fleet Review 2026. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipirio today inaugurated the JSW Women-Centric BPO at the Integrated Business Hub and Innovation Centre in Dimapur. The facility has been set up by the Investment and Development Authority of Naglan, IDEN, in collaboration with the JSW Foundation under the JSW Shakti Initiative. Described as the first women-centric BPO of its kind in the Northeast, the centre will provide IT-enabled employment opportunities to women aged 18 years and above. Addressing the event, Mr. Rio said the initiative marks a significant milestone in Naglan's journey towards inclusive and technology-driven growth. He said the project aligns with the government's vision to women empowerment, skill development and meaningful employment within the state and highlighted the immense human potential of Nagas.
Our greatest strength lies in our people, particularly our youth, who are educated, adaptable, eager to contribute. Among them, outstanding are the women, always played a vital and dynamic role in our society. They are active participants in the economy, respected voices in the community and the family, and strong pillar within your community. Government of Nagaland remains firmly committed to creating an enabling environment where women are anticipated fully confidential in the modern economy.
Mr. Rio noted that the collaboration focuses on the three key pillars of skills, technology and employment, which are essential for building a resilient and future-ready workforce. He expressed confidence that the centre will create local job opportunities, reduce outward migration and attract further investments.
Partnerships such as this demonstrate how the public-private sectors can come together to create opportunities that are sustainable, scalable and socially impactful. The government of the state, Nagaland, will continue to extend all possible support to initiatives that generate employment, strengthen skills, and uplift community, especially our youth and women in particular.
Speaking on the occasion, IDEN Chairman Abu Mehta informed discussions are on with JSW to expand the scope of BPOs in Nagaland.
To begin with, this BPO will have 125 employees that work out of here. But we are already in discussions and deliberations with the JSW to expand the scope of BPOs in Nagaland, perhaps more here and in Kohima, to at least 500 in the coming months.
The program concluded with the ceremonial presentation of engagement letters to selected candidates. Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Ramnath Thakur, today reviewed development works in Longlen District. In a social media post, Mr. Thakur said that he held detailed discussions with district officials and local representatives on initiatives under the Purvottar Sampart Setu program. The union minister asserted that the government is injecting new energy and momentum into the Northeast through inclusive development. President Draupadi Murmu, the Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces, today reviewed the International Fleet Review 2026 off the coast of Visakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, underscoring India's growing maritime capability and its commitment to global naval cooperation. Embarking on the presidential yacht INS Sumedha, she inspected a formidable assembly of 71 Indian and foreign vessels anchored along the coastline. The fleet comprised 45 Indian Navy ships, 19 visiting warships and other vessels representing the Coast Guard, Merchant Navy and research organizations. Addressing the gathering, the President emphasized the importance of unity, trust and collective responsibility among nations in ensuring a stable maritime order.
Slap fleet review reflects unity, trust, and respect among nations for maritime traditions. Ships with different flags and sailors from different countries exhibit the spirit of togetherness. The spirit of togetherness is well captured in the theme of this review, United Through Oceans. It is a positive message to the global community.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. During a meeting with President of Spain Pedro Sanchez, the leaders discussed areas including trade and economy, digital, innovation, health, climate action, and education. Mr. Modi said both nations are marking 2026 as the India-Spain Year of Culture, Tourism, and AI. The Prime Minister also held talks with Finnish counterpart Antti Petteri Orpo focused on cooperation in sustainability and digitalization, AI research, ethical innovation and doubling trade. He also met with presidents of Estonia and Serbia and prime ministers of Croatia, Bhutan and Kazakhstan. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi met Google CEO Sundar Pichai and discussed potential collaboration with Indian students and professionals in AI. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. India AI and Intel India have created a new world record under the category for most pledges received for an AI responsibility campaign in 24 hours. More than 2.5 lakh students took pledge under the campaign. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav said the achievement reflects the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He also noted that it is the direction in which the country should lead the thought process of responsible AI. The minister also congratulated and thanked the entire team for this achievement.
India AI and Intel India, you are the Guinness World Records title holders for the most pledges received for an AI responsibility campaign in 24 hours. You are officially amazing.
It's a real big achievement for the country. It's the direction in which the country should lead the thought process of responsible AI.
French President Emmanuel Macron and Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda inaugurated the Indo-French Campus on AI in Global Health at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences in New Delhi. This initiative aims to advance research, innovation and capacity building in AI-driven healthcare solutions, fostering academic excellence and international partnerships. French President Macron said India and France will establish better connections in order to have better sourcing.
It's very important for us to welcome more Indian students and to have more French students coming here. We speak about 10,000 per year, more or less, it depends on the season. We decided with Prime Minister Modi to have 30,000 by 2030. It's largely feasible. On the French side, we have to simplify, and we will simplify, our sourcing and as well as a visa facility. To have a visa which, I mean, meets the expectation of the students and is appropriate.
Additional Deputy Commissioner Medzip Hema has informed that the bridge between Jarnapani and Molvom has been closed with immediate effect due to dismantling and construction works. All forms of vehicular traffic has been restricted from today. Commuters have been advised to use the alternate route via Tri-Junction Cattle Breeding Farm towards SAS Zumha River during the closure period. The order will remain in effect until completion of the repair works and further notification from the district administration. The Office of the District Cultural Officer Kifire under the Department of Art and Culture organized a one-day workshop under the Living Morang project at Kifire Village today. The workshop focused on traditional crafts and weaving with participants from Langkok and Lontong villages. District Cultural Officer Kifire Moses Newmay emphasized the importance of embracing one's culture and identity irrespective of age or social status and encouraged preservation of traditional heritage despite advancement and influence of Western culture. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Naglin opens Northeast first women-centric BPO. Union Minister Ramnath Thakur visits Longland, reviews development works in district. President Drupadi Murmu reviews International Fleet Review 2026. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.